Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right. Hey, so did anybody check out my recommendation on Netflix, Operation Mincemeat? Anybody watch that? Really, it's really good, and it's an acting clinic, I must tell you, and it's a true story. Now, I don't know how much of the movie precisely is true, but Operation Mincemeat was a real thing in World War II. And it's like people say, oh, people can't keep secrets, leaks out. Well, Mincemeat didn't leak out until well after the war against Germany had come to a conclusion. Now, I do this show once a year. I spend a little bit of time on it. But I want to know if having a boat is worth it. Now, let me be very frank with you. I am not going to buy a boat. I'm not in the market to buy a boat. A boat, to me, is just another headache I don't need. I don't need something else to maintain. I don't need something else to pay. I don't need something else to put gas in. I don't want it. It's not worth it. To me, it's not worth it. But to those of you who are boaters or former boaters, you have got to have an opinion on this. I'm not talking kayaks. I'm not talking water bikes. No. I'm talking boats. Boats. Preferably with a head. Possibly with a couple of heads. That's nautical for John. 803-0930 is the phone number, *930 on the cell phone, and 1-800-616-WBEN. Is having a boat worth it? Those of you who are boaters, tell the audience what we're all missing. Tell us what's so great about having a boat. And something I've never asked you guys before that I think could be a lot of fun this hour is, you have a boat. You invite people to come to your boat. What do your guests do that drives you crazy? What is boating etiquette when you are asked aboard somebody's boat? I want to know. It's it's 803-0930, *930 on the cell phone. 1-800-616-WBEN, because, you know, I get asked down to a lot of boats, and I enjoy the water. I love being on a boat. But if I'm going to be your guest, what would I do that would most irritate you as the host of your humble host on your boat? It's kind of hard to say. All right, let me give you the phone number. Come on, guys. This is your time to shine. Your time to shine, 803-0930, because it's Friday, and I mailed it in at 208. 803-0930, *930, and 1-800-616-WBEN. See, with inflation, I figure my dollar's going like 70% what it used to, so I'm going to only offer 70% of what I used to. Here, that's the American spirit in 2022. At least I came to work today. Here is Valerie on WBEN. Valerie, hello.
Hello, how are you?
It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. I'm just watching the weekend skies turning gray, the wind picking up. All week long, sunshine and gorgeous. The weekend comes. El Sacola.
Well, they say a bad day on the boat beats a good day at work.
Well, Valerie, you're going to have to explain yourself. Explain your first of all, before we get into your boat fetish, if you have people on your boat, okay? I think I might have been on your boat. Have I been on your boat?
I don't know. We're always down every weekend at Gateway for the concert.
I think I might have peed once on your boat. I wasn't aboard, but I peed right on your boat. Sorry.
It's okay.
No, it's not okay. That's severe. Something severely wrong with that. Okay, but I have to ask you.
You and Booker make me laugh.
Oh, but, well, I saw Booker last night. Booker makes me laugh. It's like family's coming all kinds of different ways, man. But anyway, let me ask you this. I'm a guest on your boat. Somebody's a guest on your boat. What is boating etiquette, the worst thing we could possibly do?
Show up with high heels on.
Bad boating etiquette or bad safety for the passenger?
Both.
Okay, no high heels on a boat. Check. All right, tell us about your boat.
Okay, it's, do you want the name or should I keep that quiet?
It's whatever you feel comfortable with doing.
Okay, it's called Dream Finder. It's a 97 Carver. Length overall is 41 feet. I'll use layman's terms. Two bedrooms, two baths, two zone central air and heat, twin 454s, 8-kilowatt generator, and I do all the work on it.
How did you learn how to do all that stuff on a boat? Because that's just like, see, my dad didn't do anything like repair or fix anything. So, I did not pass any of those skills on to my kid because I don't have any of those skills to pass on. I don't know how to do anything, okay? So I laugh when people think I'm smart because I'm dumb. I don't know how to do that stuff. How did you learn the boat stuff?
Well, first off, I grew up with a grandmother who said, figure it out. Don't call anybody. And then my ex, who was my divorce attorney here in Buffalo, he didn't even know the end of a screwdriver. So at one point, we bought this boat in 2000. He had moved down to Virginia, but the boat was still up here. So then he calls me up after 10 years of payments, and he goes, hey, I sent in the last payment. Where are you going to send the title? And I knew he was coming for it because he got rid of a lot of my stuff. And I just laughed at him. I said, idiot, it's documented with the Coast Guard. You're Canadian. It's always been in my name, but thank you for the payments.
So it's good to hear about a very friendly divorce.
Yeah.
Okay, he's a divorce lawyer?
Yeah, he was my divorce attorney from my first marriage that got me transferred up here from the Princeton, Philadelphia area.
Okay, this is like a soap opera here. Okay, but it sounds like you've got quite the impressive boat.
Yeah, yeah. I go down there and I have, first off, my current partner and I, he and I are property managers of three apartment buildings in North Tonawanda. And I love all my tenants. We pamper them. But in the summertime, we live on the boat. Got to get away. And then we go down to Gateway for every concert. And what's the best part is I don't run the river because of the cost of fuel, but everybody's allowed to raft onto me. And here's the boating rules. If you raft on, you still have to pay the $10 to the harbor master during a concert. And you have to bring me a drink. I had six big boats rafted onto me one time, and the one guy's coming across the swim platform, and the wife yells, "You forgot her cocktail!" And he went running back.
Well, that should have been in the boating etiquette thing at the beginning of the conversation. Yeah. So you basically live on the canal. You don't see, to me, to be very honest with you, that doesn't really sound appealing, because where I think the fun is on the river and on the lake. I, all due respect to North Tonawanda, the canal. Eh?
Yes, but when you get the wall position in front of the stage for a concert and you have six boats rafted onto you, it's a party. And we put up shade tents and we've got chairs for everybody. And all of my friends that hang with us as part of the boating etiquette, the beginning of the season, they all bring their booze down and stock the boat. They know that. You don't bring booze, you're not allowed on the boat.
See, this is important, because you don't want a whole bunch of freeloaders coming and drinking rivers dry on your boat. I mean, whenever we've gone to a boat, we've brought, you know, stuff. I mean, let me be clear, legal stuff. So anyway, That's interesting. So what would you estimate the cost of your boat, which is paid for, the cost of your boat would be over the course of a year, including storage in the wintertime and whatever else you do with the boat?
Okay, well, basically, the original price of the boat was $176. We got it for $156, okay? It is my house on the water. I can run all the air conditioning I want. I built a picnic table, a fire pit where I am. Everything is great. My friends come and hang with us. The cost of it would be like, let's say, $1,200 for the dock in the summertime and $1,200 probably for the winter storage. But then I don't have to worry about shrink wrapping it because I build a superstructure and I shrink wrap my own boat.
Listen to you. Check out the big brains on Valerie. See, this is real intelligence, okay? This is real intelligence, not what you get from me every day. Valerie, no, I'm serious. I think it's great that you have skills like that. See, to me, this stuff is like magic. I'm like your ex-husband was, okay? To me, a screwdriver is vodka and orange juice.
No. He couldn't even clean the grass off the curb, you know? I mean, no.
Sounds like a guy after my own heart. And I work with Josh Smith, the Amish. I mean, he's actually been tinkering with a chandelier in the next room during the program. Well, Valerie, I'm glad you called. I'm sure we'll see you in North Tonawanda at some point over the summertime, and I'm sure that I will come aboard your boat and pee.
I would absolutely consider that an honor. And just real quick, finish it up. So you know why I don't run the river anymore with the gas prices? It's because I hold 318 gallons of gas.
I now understand why you don't run the river, but you'll be happy to know, and this is true, I was asked out on a boat by a prominent local attorney, and he went to the gas pump to fill it up before taking us out onto the river. I had no idea what it was going to cost, but I secretly and stealthily left the boat and went in and paid for the fuel for the day. Now, fortunately, it was less than $1,000. But I did, because I didn't want to be a mooch, because everybody mooches off this guy.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, and I would just want to show my good faith, like, hey, we appreciate this, and you've done a lot for us.
Well, we've mentioned to our friends that my new idea this summer in the canal, because I'm an hour and 15 by boat up the canal at 5 miles an hour. Yep. So I advertise, I will be your Uber driver. You raft onto me, and I drag you down to the gateway, and everybody's going, that sounds like a plan.
Well, I might be able to afford an inner tube.
I have a kayak on top of it. You can use that.
All right, Valerie. Good stuff. Thanks. Appreciate the call. She loves her boat. She loves her boat. Can you imagine filling up those gas tanks? I mean, really? Even when Trump was in the White House, that would have been a tall order. It's Bowerly Hourly with Bowerly. I do this show every year. Tell me why it's great to have a boat, or tell me why it sucked and you got rid of it. And there's one other thing that has to be brought up. What is proper boating etiquette? Because I get invited on a lot of people's boats, and we always bring food, as in snacks and nibblies, and we always bring our favorite alcoholic beverage. And I'm pretty sure we leave the bottle behind when we leave. For example, if we bring a bottle of Basil Hayden, the two drops that are left after I'm done with it, we leave those behind on the friend's boat, okay? 803-0930, star 930, 1-800-616-WBEN. Let's get back to the calls. Oh, my goodness. If I was trying to do a chick show, I couldn't get a chick call. I'm doing a boating show, and I've got all the women calling in. I love this. Marsha in Lancaster, you're on WBEN.
Hey, Tom, how's it going?
Well, excellent, Marsha. Make us all jealous.
Okay. Well, when I was a kid, my parents had a cottage on Silver Lake. It was just a few years ago that my dad, I'm 60 now, a few years ago that my dad had sold that cottage. But we always had a boat at the cottage. Actually, he had two boats. He had like a pontoon boat that, you know, you could take a whole bunch of people on. And then we had the boat where we would ski and do the tubing and stuff like that. I think that if you live on a cottage, you have to have a boat.
I'm not going to disagree with that. I mentioned the other day my ex-father-in-law had some very valuable property on Chautauqua Lake, and he had a boat. And I could get into family drama, but I'm where my people got screwed, but I'm just going to hold back. But yes, I agree. If you have access to a boat and you're right on a lake, especially Chautauqua Lake, I think Chautauqua Lake's awesome. I'd rather do Niagara River than Chautauqua Lake. But you've got your own, we've all got our own places. So give us an idea of the costs and the maintenance and all the BS you go through when you own a boat.
Well, my dad was very, he could fix everything himself that he had to take care of. Of course, this goes back, you know, years. So, you know, I mean, years ago, there wasn't a whole ton of, you know, gas was cheap. I mean, you could go out and do what you wanted to. Nowadays, I mean, I think you'd have to be a little bit more selective in your enjoyment and, you know, just going for joyrides. I mean, we used to just go in the boat and just go all the way around the whole lake just to see what everyone was doing, you know, to their cottages. But, I mean, to do something like that now, if my dad still had the cottage, he wouldn't do that. Yeah. He'd say gas is too expensive.
Oh, my goodness. Marcia, if there's anything else you want to say, you can hold on. And if not, you don't need to. I'll put you on hold, but if you need to hang up, I totally get it. I'm going to continue this because I do this once a year. This is my annual boat show. And tell me why you own a boat. And maybe we have people listening who thought they wanted a boat. You bought a boat, and it was the worst thing you ever did in your life. Okay? I want to hear those stories. And also, what is etiquette, proper behavior, when you invite me onto your boat? What do you expect me to bring, and how should I behave on your boat? I mean, obviously, you do not get, I don't get drunk anyway, but you don't want to be rollicking drunk on somebody else's boat. That can often result in some very unfortunate after effects, which I would rather not leave for people to clean up. But 803-0930 is the phone number, star 930 on the cell phone, 1-800-616-WBEN. Now, Tim Wenger, actually, he is a big fan of the water. He's got a gorgeous sailboat. He has invited me on his boat zero times in 20 years. But he's got a gorgeous sailboat. You know, it's got all the bells and whistles, all the high-tech, well, on a plane they'd be called avionics, but all the high-tech maritime stuff. And he's a chartered Great Lake charter. He's a licensed Great Lakes charter captain, actually, Tim Wenger. So he's basically our resident seaman here at News Radio 930 WBEN. And we've got a handful of them.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Welcome. It is, he can shoe a horse, but damn. Anyway, it's Bauer News Radio 930 WBEN. Josh is not really Amish, okay? Here's the deal. Josh has a beard like the Amish, which he can grow in a week. I am envious and jealous because never have I been able to grow a full beard. As I've explained to you, despite my father's prodigiously growing facial hair, Josh must have the same gene that I lack. However, in an interesting development, my hair grows very fast. Very fast. But not my facial hair, except for the mustache and the chin whiskers. Anyway, welcome to the show. I am the first person to use the expression chin whiskers since Gene Hackman did in Unforgiven. Thank you for that. Welcome. I do this topic once a year. Tim Wenger loves it because he lives for the water. Okay, Tim is going to grow gills eventually because he is a sailor. He loves to sail. He actually does competitive sailing. Seriously, competitive sailing. That's what he does. That's his passion. We've all got our thing. Tim, I've known Tim for like a few decades, most of our lives. I'm like, it's really disturbing, okay? Because we've both had these stable careers in a really erratic business. So ever since I've known Tim, he loves to fly, all right? But he loves being on the water even more. So my question to you is, explain to all of us why it's worth it to have a boat. Now, you might actually have horror stories about you thought you wanted a boat, you bought a boat, and oh, that was a mistake, which happens. And for those of us who are always invited onto your boats, I've got a lot of friends who have boats. They're always inviting us on. What do we do as guests that infuriates you? To me, at the top of the list would be not bringing your own booze and snacks. To me, you don't go to somebody's boat, especially one of the bigger ones, and drink their liquor cabinet and say, hey, thanks for a great day. See you later. No, you don't do that. To me, that's low class. I wouldn't do that to anybody, you know? All right, let's go to Carrie Ann on Grand Island. Don't worry, I'm not going to sing the song. Carrie Ann, it's by the Hollies, for those who don't know. You're on WBEN. Welcome.
Thank you. I was named after that song.
Are you serious?
Yes.
Well, can anybody play?
Yes.
All right. My kind of woman. All right. So tell me about, let me just tell you one thing really. I said this earlier. I think it's funny as hell because after 41 years, I still don't know you guys. Of all of the topics where I get women calling in, the boat topic is a chick fest? Are you kidding me?
We love our boats.
Obviously. Talk to me.
So we actually sold our boat last year to get a pool for our grandchildren. Our mistake, but we did.
Oh.
We had a 27-footer, and we would love to just go down the river and just float and have some wine and listen to music. We came from kayaks to a 27-footer.
Kayaks to a 27-footer. Now, I'm guessing there was no head on board.
Yes, there was.
Oh, there was?
Sure.
Oh, I thought you might have just pulled into Grass Island like everybody else and pee there.
No, but not our thing.
All right, I understand. What, Grass Island?
Yeah, not our thing, Grass Island.
Yeah. I mean, last time I was at Grass Island, it reeked of the stuff.
Yes. We like to just enjoy each other's company.
Oh, well, how nice. How refreshing.
But we did, we sold it so that we could put a pool in, which brings us back to the other topic you had, that we did a saltwater pool.
Wait, how did you put an in-ground pool in?
We have a half-in, half-out. It's a radiant pool.
Oh, wow. Like one of those things you'd see in that pool show on cable, where the guy comes in and does these designer pools?
Pretty much, yes.
How awesome is that?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I bet your grandkids love that.
Well, it's not done yet. It will be done in about 3 weeks. So, yes.
When did you order it? In 2015?
No, we ordered it in 2020, the first part of it.
Oh, my goodness.
And they started putting it in the fall.
Okay, that's you know, send me a picture when it's done, but call so I know to look for your email during the show, because I want to see what it looks like, because I've seen some designer pools on TV that I'm blown away by. But again, a pool to me, if I had a pool, I kid you not, I would hire somebody. I would hire a pool boy.
My husband's a pool boy.
Yeah, he's going to be once that thing is put in. So why did you go with saltwater? Because we have friends who have a saltwater pool, like right around the corner from where I live. And what's the big attraction? We had the pool lady explain it before, but to you as a consumer, what made you do that?
We have friends of ours two houses down that had the salt water, and it's less time consuming for the chemical parts of it. You don't have to, it's not as time consuming to register your water.
Okay, I hear you. I hear you. So as far as, was there anything that was the biggest pain in the butt when it came to having a boat?
We had some issues with our boat when we first bought it. We bought it used. It was a couple of years old, and there were some issues. We ran into a few docks, you know, but it decided it didn't want to work. And then we finally got it taken care of, and then we sold it.
Oh, my goodness. But it sounds like you had a great time with the boat, but the sale is paying for your beautiful designer pool.
It is, yeah. We actually, quite frankly, we've sold it for twice as much as we paid for it because there are no boats available.
Wait a minute. Are you serious? You mean the shortage of cars, because you can't find a car anymore for a decent amount of money.
Can't find a boat either.
Oh, I did. Okay, I didn't know this. This is news to me. This is why I'm so delighted. I learn more from you guys than I do from any other news source. I did not know there was a shortage of boats. Is it all price ranges or a certain price range?
It's all price ranges because you can't get another boat. There right now, for to get a brand new boat, you are looking 2 to 3 years before you can get a brand new boat.
Unless, of course, you steal a Russian oligarch's.
Maybe.
Which I wouldn't recommend. The Russian mob would, they're not very nice people. You know what, that's really, maybe I should not even be doing this show. Should you buy a boat if you can't buy a boat? I mean, it's like there's a certain kind of car that I really like, and I was going to buy a new one. They didn't have any. And I'm not going to, I'm not going to buy a car in a seller's market. I don't do that. I wait till they're trying to give them away. Please take this car. All right. Well, thank you kindly, Carrie Ann from Grand Island, and enjoy your pool.
Yeah, one more thing.
Yes, ma'am.
You said about what you don't do on a boat?
Yes, yes.
Never bring red wine on a boat.
Okay, is there a medical reason for this, or is this just your choice?
No, because most of the time the seats are white, and if you spill it, you can't get it out.
No red wine on a boat. This is very good information. Was whiskey or good bourbon a possibility for you?
Yes, that's good.
All right. Of course, that can sometimes look like Coca-Cola, a very light Coca-Cola that's been sitting in ice for a while. But
yes, we had an experience with the red wine. It stained the seats and the fiberglass, and you cannot get it out.
Oh. I said this before, there are some adults in this world who should not be given grown-up glasses. They should have perpetual sippy cups.
Correct.
Ask any radio station engineer, they will tell you that there's always one person who's always spilling things over valuable keyboards and equipment. His name is Bowerly, but that's another story. I thank you kindly for the call, Carrie Ann.
So much.
Oh, my. No, thank you. Great calls. Folks, seriously, how long have I been doing this? Of any topic, if I'd been talking to my boss, well, I did actually before today's show, but if I had said, so, Tim, think any women are going to call in on the boating topic? He would have said, maybe a couple, I doubt it, but it's been all women all day on the boating topic as long as we've done it. So this is my annual boating topic. Now, I have to be very upfront with you if you're just joining us. I hope you had a nice day at work. Thank you very much for tuning in. Glad to be a part of your day. Makes me feel very, very good. I miss you when I don't have a chance to talk with you. You know, it's one of those things. But my annual boating show, I want to make it clear, I am not going to buy a boat, okay? I'm not going to buy a boat because it would be another thing that I would have to maintain, take care of, pay for, insure, make sure my liability is covered. It's another thing. It's an expense of time and money that I do not wish to make at this point in my life. At this point in my life, I'm more than happy to give a lot of things away or sell things, whatever. You know, I'm trying to simplify my life, not overly complicate my life. And there's another thing that must be said. As long as you guys, my friends who are listening, invite me onto your boats, maybe once every couple of weeks in the summertime, there's no reason for me to buy a boat. But is it true that the greatest day in your life is when you buy your boat, followed by the next greatest day in your life being when you sell your boat? Now, that was not the case with Carrie Ann. She misses her boat, even though they doubled their money on the boat, which I think is very impressive. Now, apparently, even if I wanted to buy a boat right now, I wouldn't be able to find a boat right now. I did not know there was a boat shortage. Again, news to me. But I want to hear, if you had it to do all over again, would you buy that boat? Boating horror stories? Or is it well worth the expense and the time and the maintenance and the shrink wrap and everything else? And the other thing I got to ask you is, you invite people on your boat. What should we not do? And see, if I did have a boat, I would want my friends to be on the boat because it wouldn't be fun to me being on my boat by myself. That wouldn't be a lot of fun to me. I suppose maybe sometimes contemplative mood, maybe, I guess, possibly. But half the fun of having a boat for me would be, hey, having parties on the boat. But there would be some things that I would not want. I would not want people drinking to excess. I wouldn't want people smoking weed. I don't judge. I don't judge. But I have found that weed does in fact leave a residual odor that I can do without. You know, I mean, I've smoked it. Duh. I've done edibles, but not in years. I would smoke every now and again if I could, but I can't. So it's not that. It's just, it's like smoking cigarettes. Never inside. It's got to be outside. Smoking a cigar. I enjoy a good cigar every now and again, but never inside the house. You know what I'm saying? All right. 803-0930, star 930. Do I share too much? 803-0930, 1-800-616-WBEN. Thank you, Buffalo Fire Department, and any volunteer firefighter, because it's 81 degrees outside. You put that equipment on and your body suddenly begins to lose 10 pounds of water weight for every hour you are fighting a blaze. So thank you for what you men and women of the various fire services do. You are greatly, greatly appreciated. And just be kind to your knees, because a lot of men and women I know who have done that, they end up with some knee issues. Not hard to figure that one out. Carry that much gear around, sooner or later the cartilage is going to say, where did I go? Let's go to Fritz in Buffalo. You're on WBEN. Welcome, Fritz. Or should I say, willkommen.
Hi, Tom. Long-time listener here.
Well, tell me a boat story.
You got me on the boats. I have two boats. We love our boating. One of the things that annoys me the most is when you tell somebody a certain time to meet you, and they call, and they're not there, and they're always delayed. Or once you're out on the water, they say, oh, yeah, I have an appointment in such and such a time.
Oh.
That is the biggest disturbance on our end, but...
That, you know what, that is a common courtesy situation, but I can't even begin to imagine how frustrating that has to be for you, especially the thing about you're out on the water. You've taken the time to slowly pull out of the marina. You have finally gathered speed, and they look at you and say, you know, I was supposed to be at my mother's in 45 minutes. That would frost me big time.
Usually when you're out in the water for an hour or two, then all of a sudden it comes up. Not a lot, because my friends know enough not to do it to me anymore, but when you're talking annoying things, that's top of the list.
That'd be a big one. So tell me something. Why two boats, oh man of plenty?
Well, I'm just fortunate that I ran into a deal last year and upgraded and kept my old one.
Well...
Right now, I'm holding on to it, even though I have been offered twice as much as I paid for it. But I look to retire in Florida in the next year or two, so it'd be a good 6-month boat down in Florida and keep my other one up here during the summers.
Well, I guess that's good thinking, but if I could double my money, I'd sell the damn thing. I mean, but that's me. We all have different priorities.
Yeah, what do you do in another year, though, when you want one, right?
No, maybe the supply will be in greater abundance, and you'll get a better boat.
Yeah.
I love your story, man. Anything else you want to say, Fritz?
Oh, Western New York's fantastic for boating during the summers. You know, it's beautiful to get out there. Nowadays, being on the Niagara River where we are, we don't have to use a lot of gas because you can just float the current and go around. So.
Well, you know, I'll tell you, this is going to sound stupid, but those little jet skis, the things you sit on that are like motorcycles, but they're on the water. Those I love. I love those, but I'd never buy one. I thank you very much for the call, Fritz. Enjoy your boating.
Thank you, Tom. Have a good day.
All right, you too. A man with two boats. I don't know if he's single, ladies, but, you know, he shouldn't be. All right, I'm going to continue this the next hour because I know that you guys like it, but more importantly, Tim Wenger likes it. That's the important thing. Boating, it's my annual boating show, and I'm throwing in some new wrinkles so I don't sound like I'm stale, okay? 803, don't say it, guys. Come on, don't say it. Not today. It's Friday. Be nice. 803-0930, star 930, 1-800-616-WBEN.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts. Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.